Now all I need you to do is get somewhere relaxing. You know, lay down or sit up if you have no choice. It doesn't really matter, but the more comfortable you can get, the better. You're gonna find it pretty easy to relax. You want to, and I'm here to guide you and accompany you the entire way. After all, when you actually want to go into trance, hypnotic trance comes from being very, very relaxed. And becoming more and more relaxed can be something you soak in from a familiar environment or a familiar voice, building it piece by piece, and then later storing up that accumulated relaxation so it can be released at appropriate moments. So relax. Just listen to my voice and let yourself go. Relax in such a way you fade out. Obviously, you could use a little bit of assistance with that, because we all could. Because one of the most enjoyable things about trance is having someone trusted who can say a few little words and send you blanking out. Night, night. Sending you nice and deep to a relaxing place. And learning that behavior over time, so that when you hear those words, there is a thrill, and then an effect, and then a soothing dissolution of thought into the following focusing suggestibility of trance. So, a few simple instructions can get you there. The fun you have is in between. As you build your skills, as you become more comfortable, this changes from just being the installation of an initial trigger to a nice rapport refresher where you visit with me and then chill. The instructions are so simple that they're going to be things you are familiar with, you've done before. And the first one's just about breathing. When you listen to somebody trying to help you into trance, trying to hypnotize you, or succeeding at hypnotizing you, your body gradually becomes more relaxed because it knows that's what you consciously and subconsciously expect. You expect that when the hypnotic trance kicks in, your body's just going to relax. And the expected is quite pleasurable, reassuring, continuous. And the whole point of this anchor is to have the expected and be able to mix in night-night, the unexpected, now and then. Your body knows what you like, what you expect, and you can trust and just follow. Because one thing a lot of people forget about is breathing. If you pay attention to your breathing while you listen to a trance, then that's something you can climb inside to let all your thoughts, all your need for occupation, all your cares and concerns float out of your body while you just anchor to, well, what's my breathing like? What am I breathing in and out? Listen to your own breathing in and out. As you listen to me, realize it's becoming deeper and deeper, easier and easier to let go of all and focus in the breathing and just relax. It's very important that you relax. You must want to be hypnotized if you're listening to me, and it's one of the first steps. If you want to be hypnotized, then you must want to listen. It's important that you focus on each thing I say. So all I want you to do right now is listen to my voice. Awareness of other things may occur, but you can always anchor and cleave back to my voice. It can be convenient to imagine that trance has many different levels, each person's levels adapting to them. I may propose one set, and it may be these will be the levels you experience in your process of trance. Or maybe a different set will emerge over time. Unique, explicable, explorable. For you, by you, from you, and resting within you. But if you envision that the first level of trance involves a light kind of drifting, that there is an uppermost level which is the closest to waking alertness, and yet it's not quite that. The focused meditation, which opens one to suggestibility but makes it easier to listen. Being open to suggestions can be a pretty positive experience. And at that lightest level, it becomes perhaps more difficult to move of your own volition, and much easier to move when directed, because you're waiting for the signal to move when directed. The parts of you that drive the limbs are being afforded an opportunity to rest, and so they have more energy when asked to do something specific. And this allows the remainder of you to luxuriate in any relaxation that's present. while inspecting itself, learning, just being in the moment, editing, feeling all those wonderful things that hypnotic openness can be useful for. And I'm here to proctor and direct, to propose new rules for your consciousness, to propose a system of levels and some shortcuts to take you down into them, and help you push onward, onward, with the help of every little instruction and idea I can lay out, and every elaborate construction of levels might give you hints as to things you've already been noticing, might give you the edges of the puzzle for figuring yourself out. So I'm going to explain a little bit about trance, and about what we're going to do in particular. And when you listen to my voice, you might feel like you want to close your eyes if you haven't already. You might feel like closing them will help you relax, and if that's the case, yeah, feel free. As you listen, you may have already found it pretty easy to let yourself go. It happens at times. Know that that's normal. But equally so is hanging on every word, focusing or fading. That's just your experience of your first level of trance, sliding down. As I said, different levels, different progressions, and they might even differ from person to person. If you allow yourself to relax, if you develop the skill of going just a little deeper, you might broach the next level, a place where it's very easy to fade into my voice, where fading is the primary expression of focusing a little much on voice and trance, a little more, your mind and body doing what they want to. As long as some portion, some parcel, some slice is focused on my voice. Let's trail down your body and the idea of relaxation. Ordinary relaxation, however caused, whether by circumstance or outside force, helps your body feel heavy, easy, warm. It becomes, well, it's still just as easy to move, but moving becomes less attractive as an option. And the option of remaining still and sinking into the relaxation more just grows more and more attractive, as if it were gaining its own gravity that draws you to the idea of staying right where you are, the idea that moving isn't necessary for a while, and doing unnecessary things is pointless when the necessary thing of sinking deeper is so attractive and obvious and easy. And that's the thing. A lot of people think that very deeply hypnotized people won't move unless they're instructed. And of course they can move. Sometimes you gotta move. But hypnotism is a state where we're focusing, where there's a kind of focus on the word and the idea, where maybe you're more prone to receptive waiting, including waiting for me to ask you to do something. That patience can come with wandering thoughts and pleasant, drifty, full-body, tingling need for more relaxation. And the need for more relaxation, the need to see just how far we can drive this thing together, makes you less inclined to do unnecessary things, like move without instruction. And in that state, maintaining mental focus can let you inspect yourself, your body, and that might seem more attractive than moving, allowing you to develop and focus on every little idea that flows through your head, and then let some of them go. And the big ideas are there, too. Big thoughts like the heavy, weighty feel of your body sinking deeper. Moving is just an unattractive idea. It might detract from your relaxation. And with a little assistance, you can find a level of relaxation previously unexplored. So instead, since what you really want to do is go deeper, just focus on listening. Moving would take you further away from the wonderfully enjoyable, pleasurable things hypnosis can do for you, that I can do with you. And so while some movement is necessary, or automatic, deliberate movement is a distraction, and paying full attention to me will be more useful to both of us anyway. So relax, and listen. Moving takes you further from relaxation. As you listen to my voice, you may find that you think about moving your arms or legs, or even experimentally try to struggle to do so, to explore doing so. And that can be fun. That pressing against the desire to stay still just causes everything to relax more when you cease pushing. Your subconscious might remind you it's really going to be more fun if you let go, eventually. But the momentary push can be quite fun. This could express itself in a weariness in your body, just weighing itself down so that you try to lift, try to move an arm, try to move a hand, and then it drops. And that heavy dropping is somehow more exhausting than all the effort you may have put into trying to raise the arm. Well, that effort has exhausted limited spare resources when you're focusing so intensely. And that's how you sink. You just find that when you do move, returning to the equilibrium of staying still, waiting, simulating exhaustion or feeling something like it in the limbs. Although when you achieve stillness, relaxation and euphoria washing over you in response, night-night, can be quite normal. As if before the signal could get down to your arms or legs or body, you released and relaxed and everything got completely pleasurable. Relaxing, pleasing, soothing bubbles of thought. The second you try to move, it becomes easier to feel that relaxation and more unattractive to do any moving. You instead could decide to go deeper. Attempts to slide deeper and deeper still might use your excess energy, but you know what your destination is because it's where you wanted to go. So what we're going to do is this. I want you to listen as I explain a very simple exercise. We can go through it together to help you go down to a moderate level of trance, a little deeper than that first level I described. A level where everything I say can sink very deeply into your head because open receptivity is normal. Very deeply into your mind to help you relax. So to do this, all you need to do is, if your eyes have been closed, go ahead and open them. This may be very difficult. They could be quite heavy by now. Maybe you'll open them in an initial burst of motion, then feel them weighing down, half-lidding. But I think you'll find you can open them. So go ahead and do it. Even if they droop or blink a lot, just go ahead and open them for at least a sec to look straight ahead. When you've opened them, and take your time, find a spot on the wall, the ceiling, straight across from you. Can be an object as well. Somewhere you can look, straight ahead in your gaze. Find it, just a spot. You can imagine lines outlining. It can be lines on an object, or a spot on the ceiling, on the wall. It doesn't have to look any different than anything else. But find that spot and examine it. Allow every feature of it to embed itself in your mind. So much so that if you were to close your eyes once more, you could still see the image of that spot you chose painted, the miracle of mental imagery painted on the inside of your eyelids, wavering perhaps, but there. And as I count down, and I'm going to count from 100, I want you to open your eyes on the odd numbers, close your eyes on the even numbers. What's happening as you listen is you might find your mind gets a little tired of keeping up with the numbers and keeping the eyes open and closed, and that tiredness can turn into relaxation. The tiredness metaphor helps, but you're really just relaxing, finding the equilibrium point from which receptivity and hypnotic trance flow. Confusing and tiring the conscious mind, and me telling you that doesn't really change things because we're doing the exercise together. Tiring the mind until the subconscious can help you do what you really wanted to do in the first place, which is go deep. So now with your eyes closed, close now, I'm going to count down. Open your eyes slowly. They might be very heavy, and you may find it's hard to keep them open, but that's okay. So just open them nice and slow. Feeling relaxed, aren't you? Your body completely warm. Any thought about moving helps you to think about how much better it is to just stay still. And that thought comes straight from the subconscious, the conscious mind, in agreement, in rapport, in connection. And that agreement overrides certain other thoughts that might normally be floating there. A desire deep inside to remain still and relaxed, to find peace, and to remove all outside stressors, just hanging in these thoughts and clinging to these words. So as I count, whenever I say an even number, please close your eyes. And if it's an odd number, please open them. In the event that it takes too long to open or close your eyes, or figure out whether a number was even or odd, just make your best effort. Reset when I hit the right number, if need be. The process is every bit as important as the action itself. The action of opening, closing, 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 opening, perhaps even in that pattern. 100. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and relax. 99. Open them, even if they're a little sluggish. Another deep breath. 98. Eyes closed. Very good. Just imagine releasing all the cares of the day as easily as you release the air from your lungs. 97. You may find it's getting more difficult when thinking about your eyes could be a trigger for them to feel more relaxed and fall under. Make it more and more difficult, and that's okay. Letting the cares of the day slide away from you as easily as your eyes slide closed. 96. Eyes closed. Good. Just find yourself. 95. Easy to forget. 94. Difficult to remember, in particular, whether they should be closed, and as soon as you forget, they can stay closed. You can relax deeper. 93. Good. Deeper. 92. And deeper relaxed. It's easy to respond to my voice. Easy to follow along. 91. 90. Your eyes want to stay closed. That's all right. 88. 86. Deeper and deeper. Easy to forget. Difficult to remember. 84. 82. Whether they should be open or closed. 79. 75. 74. The numbers spiraling away so quickly now, you can find yourself wanting to go that bit deeper, to discard the excess numbers on a quicker journey into relaxation. Your eyes may want to stay closed. Every time you forget to remember or remember to forget, open or closed, odd or even, you can just go deeper or deeper and deeper or deeper still. 60. 50. Eyes closed, sliding deeper. Forgetting to remember, remembering to forget. 40. 30. Feeling good, responding to my voice, relaxing, hypnosis carrying you. Deeper, or deeper, and deeper. And now I'm going to just continue deepening. And you feel free to go deeper, and deeper still, because 20. We're getting it so low and deep now. Feels so good. 10. Your body relaxing. And now you're in that moderate state I mentioned, where anything I say can simply be absorbed, accepted, as part of this perfect relaxing trance. A place where it's easy to remember just what this is like. Easy to catalog away what this is like so it can be accessed later. So easy to remember your peaceful place, where everything I say gets taken deeply inside. And you may find, I think you will find, the thoughts may also find each other. You may find you can also imagine getting sleepy with your eyelids heavy, drowsy, drooping. In fact, your eyelids may feel heavy enough, even if you attempted to open them. You would find that, really, they want to stay shut. You want to keep them shut. When you think about them staying shut, you can go deeper, or deeper, and deeper still. Very good. Deeper, to a place of hypnotic sleep or profound hypnosis. Feels so good to let yourself go into that state. Relax. Listen. And be that way for a little while. So let's talk a little bit about trance itself. You see, hypnotic trance is a state of mind. Similar to meditation, you can remember it easily, retain it, because it feels different from the way you ordinarily might feel. And the differences can be subtle, or complex and obvious, but it's a memorable way to be. And when it feels like this, lazy, drooping, drowsy, where you are unconcerned with movement, then if you think about being this drooping, drowsy, deep, so deep you lack a need to move, you're already halfway there. Because you know this is a very attractive and enjoyable state to be in, and your mind is going to trend willingly toward it when it can. And if you know that your mind is trending that way anyway, it's attractive and easy to let go. It doesn't matter too much if you consider things too much, because the conscious mind has relatively little to do with this admitted tendency to slide deeper. Going into trance, your mind is performing intermediary functions to guide your body. Consciously, subconsciously. The subconscious mind, the part of you doing things without really having to think about them all the time, the part that handles automatic pilot actions like walking a familiar route, driving somewhere, muscle memory too, the part that's just doing things on the side. The part of you your mind listens to uncritically because it travels through different channels. Well, Your conscious mind can think about anything it wants, but your subconscious is completely focused on these words, because they come with pleasure and with relaxation, and with things you can hedonistically seek out to bring yourself greater comfort. So I tell you the things I say next, indulge in them, fully and completely. Even if your conscious mind says, oh, I don't think I'm going to do that, your subconscious mind, which wants you to relax, can be persuasive, can help you relax and enjoy hypnosis. You're going to see the usefulness in what I propose, and your conscious mind, if it gets on board, can work together with every part of you that's running in the background. You might enthusiastically encourage you and your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, your body, every part of you, to just follow, allowing descriptions of hypnotic trance to help you go deeper, remembering that people do talk about how much they enjoy. They talk about how 9, sinking deeper. Don't know if your eyes should be open or closed. 8, deeper still, relaxing towards sleep. What was I saying? Oh, yes. They talk about how they really can't remember much when they're under very deeply, about how they did things when they were out of trance. Those things just seem to be automatic and useful. And if they had interest in doing them, then they were guided all the more forcefully toward them without even realizing they were heading there. The subconscious mind has your best interests in mind. But your conscious mind gets on board and agrees and enjoys the idea. If you listen to me, you must want to fall into trance, and so it might help your subconscious mind to put you in a trance, so you can enjoy anyone's hypnotic trance, anyone's files, anyone's play, in safety, peace, and comfort, not just mine. It's where a nice trigger comes in useful. Night, night. 7, sinking deeper. Listen to me. Sleep. 6, deeper. Deeper still. As we approach the number 1, what I'm going to be able to reveal a very important and relaxing and effective way to return to hypnosis, what I'm going to be able to help with that, you may feel yourself sinking deeper. 5, so deep. 4, warm and relaxed. 3, heavy, drowsy, droopy. 2, deeper still. 1, feel the relaxation wave and wash through your body now. And now all you need is to relax. Relax and allow yourself to drift. Think only about relaxing very deeply with me, and the familiar feeling of hypnotic relaxation, ease, comfort, openness that you're just gonna slide into, with my voice alongside you, listening very carefully to what I have to say. Once you fall into trance a few times, it does become easier to return to this state. But it's always more fun to fall instantly and surprisingly there when you're with a trusted person, when someone knows the trigger and you know they know, and you want them to know and use it with you, for you, to help you get to the deeper places where you're so open, receptive, relaxed, listening, and ready to carefully listen to what I say, or anyone else you trust. And that's the criterion, the key, the guidance, trust. The simplest way to let yourself return there might be to make it so you can associate particular words with going into a deep, deep trance. That way, when your subconscious mind hears those words and you know someone's either being given them by you or you trust that person and want what follows, then you can fall back to this self-same state as if all the preamble that preceded this had just been performed together, comfortably. Just exactly what state you should be in is the state you're in now. When you hear the words, the specific words, everything else can be shut out to return you thunderously, pleasurably, relaxingly to this state, this place, as long as it's safe. All that matters is going deeply into trance. So I'm going to help you slide into a deep, relaxing trance whenever you need to and want to and cooperate to. Now, just because you have to need to, want to, enjoy to, doesn't mean it can't be a fun surprise. If you trust someone, and you work with them, and they know the words, they can purr them in your ear comfortably. The way that's going to happen is this. Whenever you, or anyone you trust, me included, if you trust me to take you there, when they say the words, night night, followed by your name, or just, night night, pet, or night night, and a firm finger snap, any of those three, your name, pet, or after the words, night night, then you can trust yourself going under. You can relax completely. You can let the weariness of the day fall away, and you are just here, floating, night night, suspended. Night night, followed by your name, night night, pet, or night night, Whatever you're most comfortable with, whatever you tell people you trust is the phrase to take you there, whatever gets used and whatever you enjoy. So your subconscious mind can slip to that deep, complete trance, and your conscious mind can be like, well, time to execute that trigger, time to explore that little bit of training. And if you're standing, you'll find somewhere peaceful to sit or lay down. That can be right where you are, as long as that would be comfortable for you. And then go into trance. If you're already sitting or lying down, it's just that much easier. The subconscious mind will carry the memory of this deep, relaxing trance. Conscious mind will open the box, turn the key, and together every part of you will superimpose the way you feel, deep and drifting, onto your mind when it is safe and right to do so. When you hear night night followed by your name or the word pet or night night, just a signal that it's time, a clear signal. And every time you hear those words as a clear signal, you may wish more and more to slide into the deep trance you're familiar with, because you grow more familiar each time. It feels good, and as it happens comfortably and safely, again and again, you'll establish a history of rapport, connection with that trigger, and with me. You'll be given the free stress relief, rendering you utterly, completely entranced. It's very important to remember, whether it's you saying it, or someone else, or me, or someone you trust, whenever you hear night night followed by your name, or night night pet, or night night with a firm, you're going to return here to this place, this trance place, this level. Remember, I laid out the levels to the deepest, most utterly relaxing place you've been so far in trance with a sleep to this state. Falling so deep you needn't wake until you have to, you want to, or until someone wakes you up on purpose. And of course, you'd fall into that trance when it was safe and when you trust. And you'll always be subconsciously. Remember I mentioned the subconscious running? You'll always be able to spot things that, just don't feel right or that you aren't feeling up to at a particular moment. Remember how I mentioned it's not a matter of not being able to move when you're deep and relaxed. It's a matter of not really needing to, feeling like there'd be no point. But there's always a point to communication. There's always a point to communicating firmly and definitely what you like and what you don't like. And just like how, despite you knowing this trigger exists and knowing night night needs to be given to someone you trust, they can still surprise you with it. And so even if you're incredibly relaxed, informing people of your needs and your boundaries never really breaks the immersion. It's just more fun communication in the overall path of things. And it's as simple as knowing, even if you don't want to move, you can if you gotta, if you really gotta. Even though you know the trigger's out there, you don't always see it coming, night night. But if you trust it and you feel safe, you can always go with it, so it can be used as part of a fun surprise. Feel those words slide deep into your mind, night night. Plucking at the deep parts of you that want to go into trance, that enjoy being entranced, and that know there is protection and safety despite how powerful they can be. Night night. Let those words take over. And now, although you just established them, just anchored them, just drilled them deep, and although you're in the very state you're going to reach when you hear them, let's slowly wake you. Counting from 1 to 10. When we reach 10, I do want you fully awake. But those words will leave their heavy, wonderful power within, so if it takes a little while to get moving, or you just don't feel like it right away, remember you've got the option. Just like communicating, even though you've been driven deep, night night. You'll still be able to communicate what you need, evaluate and reevaluate for whether you trust and still want to work with the person you trusted to put you under. All of that can be the case and still preserve the wonderful, heady, exploratory, exciting feeling of power and surprise that is a good trance. These things are consistent with one another. Trust me. Feel those words go deep. When we reach 10, you'll be alert. You'll be safe and useful and ready. Ready to unlock the ability to use those words in your own fun. And whenever you hear them in a peaceful, safe place from someone you trust, night night pet, or night night followed by your name, or night night, those words will run their sweet, sleepy, lovely course over the deepest, most absolutely pliable, suggestible parts of your mind, bring them to the forefront, bringing you to prominence, you and what you need, and the exploration of surprising, sometimes forgetful, but always safe and careful, always trusted and warm trance. in a way that feels wonderfully, utterly, incredibly good for you. That's all you need to think about. How good it feels to be completely, utterly deep. How good it feels to go, night-night, pet. Or night-night, followed by your name. Or just night-night with the snap. Sleep and rise slowly again. One and two. Slowly waking with every word that proceeds fresh in your mind. Three, knowing, ready to try out those words the next time you go into trance. Four, just think of the time you'll save, the fun you'll have, the surprises you're open to. Five, and how hard you're gonna feel the relaxation hit when the words are said, and how wonderfully reassuring it is to know that you're always aware of and can assert your boundaries. Even though you can still be surprised and enjoy, those things are consistent. Six, seven, ready to go deep the next time, loving the idea this time. Eight, but right now, wake a little more for me. Nine, retain the words, but reclaim the will to move. 10, wide awake. I hope you have a lot of fun. Thanks for listening, and enjoy yourself out there.